How can we tell young people more of the truth of how tomorrow's labour market is going to look like? And there are some countries that are doing quite well on this. New Zealand, the career services system, Australia, Singapore, I mentioned, they actually at least are able to portray what the current skill demands. It still doesn't answer the question, you know, what is tomorrow, the day after going to look like? We need to sort of also have a longer-term perspective, which also highlights the importance for education to play a very proactive role. But there are some countries that are much more transparent, or at least to give young people an indication. Because the part of the problem also is that the incentives for institutions are also not right. Often, you know, university, the kind of courses that are cheap to provide, it's much easier to educate a lawyer than to educate an engineer. Now, there are a lot of reasons why sort of the issues are distorted. Young people get misled by what they see in television. You know, media studies, a very famous subject for young people to go to, not great in terms of getting employment or and social life. So, telling young people the truth, you know, where's the future likely to be, very important, very hard to. You mentioned also getting the employers into the picture. How can employers actually find out, you know, what are the skills, what is the talent available? Where? Very hard to do. The United States, ONET, is an example where at least a good attempt is being made. But in general, we're not very good at that. We can count qualifications, we count certificates, but when it comes to actually what are people actually able to do, it's much harder because, as someone rightly said before, the modern world doesn't reward you for what you know, it rewards you for what you can do with what you know. This is about skills and competences.